Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
9 o'clock, straight up, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines. Right now we have to bring on a Philly. Yes, a Phillies player. He signed a contract with a team recently. And I saw this story in the Inquirer on Sunday morning, I think it was. Mike Adams goes from South Jersey Men's League to Phillies after training himself to throw 98 miles an hour. We had the author of that story, Matt Breen, on the other day. And I was like, you know what? I got to reach out to Mike himself. We got a South Jersey guy who went from out of baseball, Men's League, to figuring out how to throw 98, and now he's in the Phillies organization. We got to learn about this story before spring training starts. Mike Adams, he's joining us right now on the line. Mike, how you doing tonight? Joe Giglio, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. And number one, first, congratulations. You signed a contract with the Phillies last week?
Yeah. So it's been about a week. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I imagine it's a dream come true, but a dream you didn't think was going to happen, or you probably didn't even think you were on the path to anymore. So kind of tell us your story. So from what I read in the Inquirer, you pitched in college, you did an independent league, and then you basically thought it was over, like I'm sure many guys are, right? They play a little bit, and then it's over. And you scouted for the Brewers, and then you open up this performance center. You're working there, the Baseball Performance Center in Pleasantville, near Atlantic City. So how do you go from there to now part of the Phillies organization? What happened?
So obviously when I got done playing indie ball, my buddy Ed Charlton and I, we started a facility together, and, we were just learning and trying to find the best ways to develop baseball players. So obviously him and I obviously use ourselves as guinea pigs to try and teach guys certain things and understand how the body moves and movement patterns and, how elite level throwers throw. And obviously, for me, it was always a goal to try and throw 100 miles an hour and try and understand, the best ways to teach our guys. And, I kind of ended up, it ended up working, and I ended up throwing pretty hard, and that's kind of where we're at.
So, Mike, was this, and I don't mean it literally, but was it more kind of like an overnight thing where you woke up one day or, over a couple weeks span and you just started adding velocity, or did this build up over time? Like, at what point did you realize, like, hey, I'm this is working, I'm throwing really hard, and, like, how did you go from where you were when you just came back and you thought you were done with baseball to realizing that you were training yourself into something different?
Yeah, so it was kind of something that's definitely taken some time. I mean, it's kind of ticked up a couple miles per hour each year. I guess the turning point a little bit was, when I was playing in the men's league, one of my buddies, Ben Bruda, he actually was my college roommate, and he's an outfielder for the Yankees. He was coming down training at our facility, and I was pitching that night, and he was like, hey, I'm going to bring the gun out, see what you're throwing. And I really hadn't been gunned in the game, so kind of really didn't have any clue how hard it was, and he was gunning it, and they were like 95, 96, which was like, a lot harder than I was throwing in college or even in indie ball. So after that, it was kind of like, well, if I can actually really own in on some of this stuff over the next couple of months, like maybe I could throw 100, just because we have some guys that throw hard. It's I feel like it's always important for not only for me to be able to tell them things, but also to be able to do it too. That's kind of when, it started when, I could make a little bit of a comeback and obviously, then from there, we've had some guys that were like, hey, you should throw. And I signed up for the pro day, threw 98, which is the hardest I've ever thrown. And, and signed with the Phillies that night.
So you had a pro day, and then the Phillies. So take us through how that works. Did they just call you? Did they talk to you right then and there? Did they offer you a contract on the spot? How do you go from throwing, you know, some teams or whoever scouts watch you, and then boom, you've got a contract in front of you? Take us kind of through that, how that whole thing happened, because I'm sure it was like a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, so I actually, Jeff Zuna was the guy who was there. I actually was familiar with him because we just had one of our high school guys that signed with the Phillies this year. And then I would communicate back and forth with him about some guys that we have coming up for the next year's draft. And that event is, you know, normally I go there just to watch our guys throw. And then, you know, this year I decided to throw. But, yeah, after I threw, he kind of reached out and, you know, was seeing how interested I wasn't playing. And I was like, yeah, obviously I'm really interested. And then that night, you know, Brian Minniti called and kind of offered the contract. And then the following day is when I signed. So it happened a lot faster than what I anticipated.
Mike, have you ever heard of the movie The Rookie?
Yeah, yep.
It's funny. When I read the story in The Inquirer on Sunday, I was like, this is The Rookie. I remember watching that movie as a kid. Dennis Quaid with the pitcher with the Tampa Rays at that time, and he made it to the big leagues. But it was kind of like, I think he was a teacher, and he just like, boom, he just started throwing hard, and all of a sudden a major league team noticed him. All right, so the performance center that you are a part of and you run that, you know, you kind of trained yourself in, tell us about that, because – you know, it's one thing to have ideas on how to make players better, but it's another thing to do it. Obviously, you've unlocked something in yourself, and I don't know if you've read the book or heard of the book, but there's a book I read last summer called The MVP Machine, and it kind of reminds me of, yep, of your story, where these teams now, through data, through video, they're kind of shaping pitchers and changing things and changing mechanics, and it's pretty amazing, because you could take someone, let's just say like yourself, that wasn't in the minors or even highly thought of, and you could all of a sudden create a guy that could be a pro. It's so like, when you guys created this performance center, was this what you had in mind to do just that, or was it meant for something else, for younger kids? What did you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for us, when we first started, it was kind of, you know, a place for high school guys to come and train. You know, the biggest problem that we always had when we were in college was, you know, me and a couple of my buddies, we would have to throw, and obviously, you know, in the Northeast, it's snowing, raining, it's cold, so it's like we struggled to find somewhere where we could go and, you know, get a legitimate bullpen in and be able to throw and work out. So that was kind of the idea we had of, you know, making it like a gym membership style, but for baseball training. And then once we first started, you know, that where we're at now, we kind of based, you know, a little bit off Driveline and those other facilities that, and we're trying to, you know, build a really good environment where, like, guys come and, you know, not just the knowledge, but, like, they're making each other better. You know, you got guys from, you know, 10 neighboring high schools that all come in and train alongside each other. And then the whole area just, you know, gets better. You know, obviously being from, you know, your small town, wherever you're from, you know, there's always that one guy that's, you know, the best player. And now we're putting all those guys together with the best player from every town. And, you know, they're working and training in together. So it's pretty fun. I mean, especially we look forward to going in every day. But yeah, I mean, on the throwing side, just, you know, understanding how guys move and, you know, putting guys together that have the same goals has been huge.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's called the Baseball Performance Center in Pleasantville. Mike Adams is part of it, but Mike Adams is now also a Philadelphia Philly. Signed a contract last week and basically trained himself to throw 98 miles an hour. Mike, so what does your deal consist of? I'm not asking you for the terms, but like, you're headed to spring training. What is the thought process? You're going to head there. Is it a minor league deal? Take us through like what you signed and what does it mean for your future. Do you have any idea what the Phillies plan for you is, other than let's get down to spring training and see what this guy could do?
Yeah, so it's a minor league deal, so I'll go down to spring training. You know, we don't even really know when that is right now. So I'll go down there, and then I guess depending on, you know, how I do throughout there, then they'll send me, you know, to whatever level. I'd assume it's, you know, they're probably not going to send me to low A just because I'm a little bit older. So they basically made it seem like they were, you know, going to put me to the test first, and then if I can do well, you know I'll stick around, and then they'll be able to, you know, move me up or, you know, do whatever they want to do. But it's good because, you know, I'll be able to get opportunities right away to prove myself, which is, you know, all I can ask for.
Yeah, well, we're excited, we're rooting for you. And so you said you didn't know when spring training starts. We're wondering that. When do you think you'll be told? Because I guess you got to pack a bag and get down to Clearwater when this thing gets started.
Yeah, that's the tough part. Is, I mean, obviously depending on when big league spring training starts, I think that would give us a little bit of a better idea, but they're still unsure about when even that's going to start. I would assume, you know, mid-March, maybe April is when we would go down there, hoping, I mean, I hope sooner rather than later, but that's kind of what we're hearing right now.
Interesting. All right, Mike, listen, we really appreciate you joining the show. Good luck. We'll be rooting for you. And look, I'm not putting any pressure on you. All I know is we had the worst bullpen in about 90 years last year. So if you could pitch, maybe we'll see you in Philadelphia sooner than later. Thank you, Mike.
No problem. I hope so. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Mike Adams. He is a member of the Phillies organization now, the Baseball Performance Center in Pleasantville. I mean, how about that? He goes from a men's league to teaching himself, training himself to throw 98 miles an hour. And I mean, he pitched in college. He pitched in the Indy League. It wasn't like Tucker or I going from where we could throw right now to 98. But still, I mean, he got signed by the Phillies.
I mean, it's a plot that if you went to Disney and said, hey, I got this idea, they'd laugh at you and say, that's not real. That's too good to be true.
Yeah, well, one, it's an awesome story. And two, it is pretty ironic that, like, the Phillies had the worst bullpen ever last year, or, like, since the 30s. And, like, I imagine the bullpen plan this offseason was, let's try to find talent anywhere we can.
Got to cast a wide net.
And you know what? If we got to find it in Pleasantville from a guy that you know, never pitched in the pros before, let's do it.
But have you ever been to Pleasantville?
Yeah, I think I have. I used to work in Atlantic City for a time. So I used to
get... Is it nice?
Is it pleasant?
Did you say it's pleasant?
I would say it's a pleasant town, yes. Do I remember exactly what I did in Pleasantville? I mean, I probably stopped in a Wawa, to be honest with you. But yeah, I know where Pleasantville is. Anyway, best of luck to Mike Adams. We will be rooting for him. 215-592-9494. When we come back to the phone lines, some baseball talk on the Phillies. Is Didi coming up next? And who's plan B if they don't get him? And, of course, Carson Wentz, is it time for him to speak? I say yes, it is time to hear from the Eagles quarterback. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.